Welcome to the Advice for Ambition podcast, Life's Lessons on One Place. I'm your host, Sandra Liu, and in this podcast, we'll be interviewing people in various walks of life, various stages of their life, and various careers. I hope this podcast will be a way for you, the listener, to be able to find your inspiration and your aspirations in life. Thank you for listening, and let's get right into the episode. Welcome back to today's episode of Advice for Ambition, and today we're going to be hearing from Jimmy Zhang, who is a close friend of mine from college. He is currently working as a programmer. He will also be sharing with us information about how he got a job after college, interviewing advice, as well as being able to keep confident, and the idea that no matter what you're doing, as long as you're putting in the effort and the hard work, that will always pay off in the future. So without further ado, here's Jimmy Zhang.
Hi, Jimmy. How are you?
Hey, Sandra. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Can you start by telling me about yourself? Anything from your background or your interests?
So I was born in Northeast Philadelphia, and I spent most of my life growing up around technology. So that kind of helped me to decide on what to pursue when it came to college. It took me a while, but I did graduate from Temple University back in May, and now I'm currently a programmer analyst.
Awesome. So could you tell me a bit about your current job position and what you do in your role?
Currently at this position, or at this company, I played a role in two different groups. So the first one, I kind of mainly focused on client interactions, where similar to college, I had a client and they would ask for certain like requirements, features that they wanted, and that would be something I would work on. Now, in my current group, I'm not working with any clients. It's just a team of group members where we just design a new type of system and process that future clients would be able to use.
So what tools do you use on a daily basis for your job?
So it was a big change from college, where we didn't focus on too many type of business tools that you would use in the real world. So after working on this new job, I got to work with tools such as like OpenShift, Jenkins, Artifactory, learning new frameworks such as Spring Batch, and everything along those lines. It's just a big transition from college to the real working businesses. But it's a really good experience, though, because then you get to learn how each client has their own specific needs and features.
Awesome. So for our listeners, could you give some advice or guidance on getting a job after college or how you navigated through interviewing in your senior year?
So for guidance on getting a job, I want to say connections are very important, and also having perseverance. I've had a fair share of rejections when I was searching for a job, but if you keep pushing for it and trying your hardest, I don't want to say like it'll eventually come to you, but keep trying and you'll have it. It's like one of those sayings where like you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. It feels like it's one of those situations where just because you graduated, you don't expect to have a job, but if you keep looking for it, you could eventually come up with one, and knowing that you've tried your best, you feel better once your goal has been met.
I've known you for a while now, and honestly, you're really good at public speaking and speaking professionally. What advice could you give to someone who's nervous about their next interview, who's listening to this podcast right now?
If I had to give advice for that, I'd probably say show confidence, because once you're nervous, you start to ramble about what you say. But if you show confidence, and I think if you pretend that the interviewer is your friend, it would make it seem more like you guys are having a conversation than thinking about being in an interview. Because if you think too hard on passing the interview for the job, you're just not really being yourself. And that's where the nervousness comes in. And that's when you aren't sure of what you're going to be saying.
So recently, I know you've also been thinking about making a career change. How did you make that decision? And do you have any advice on how to switch careers, especially since you're earlier in your career? And it may be hard for some people to make that same decision.
Deciding what you want to do in the future is very difficult because, like, once you go into it, you don't know yet whether or not you do like it or you don't. But as for me, I feel like in the field I'm in, which is IT, there's a broad range of things you could do with IT. And specifically what I'm doing, it's nice to do, but I wanted to explore my options. And for that reason, looking into switching careers, since I'm still young, is a possibility, because I feel as though that if you're too far into a career, it's much more difficult to find out what you want to do as a passion than it is when you're younger. And so advice for someone who wants to switch careers, if you don't like what you're doing, you have to recognize that early, because you have to imagine yourself in the future and say, hey, would I enjoy doing this down the line? Or do you want to try something else? Because once you have that doubt that you want to try something else and don't want to continue what you're doing, that can really change the outcome of what you'll be doing for the rest of your life. And that would really make or break how you feel and interact with people in the future.
Yeah, I completely agree, because even if you're in your early career, you can definitely still make a decision to like make a transition early, because even if you're working in a job right now and you've only been there for like a year or two or even less, like you shouldn't use that as an excuse to not look for something that you actually want to do if that's not where your heart is. And I completely agree with your advice. Have there ever been any significant events in your life that encourage you to make a change in your life or your mindset?
I grew up working with technology so much that a change that might be different for most people is high school for me. I went to a trade school, or a vocational school, some people call it. I kind of went for IT there instead of going through academics. I focused a lot of IT in that school, and there you could learn many different trades like plumbing, engineering, culinary. So working with computers a lot, I kind of went there for IT. And from there, that's kind of pushed forward of where I wanted to go when it came to college and what to do for the rest of my life.
So do you think that significantly impacted your future career and like what you decided to do today?
I would think so, yeah. Because if I went to a traditional high school and just taught regular academics, I wouldn't have the experience I had in IT, where I had a chance to work with like servers, different types of IT, where, like I said about making the career changes, you don't get the experience, the broad range of what you could possibly be doing, whereas you're just stuck doing one thing in terms of a regular high school and you're still not sure what you want to do.
So is there anyone in your life that really inspired you or helped you become who you are today?
Probably my family, 100%. My family and kind of my uncle, because he kind of should introduce me to computers and technology at such a young age. And with parents' support and said, hey, if you really enjoy doing this, keep going for it. Yeah, just support from family, and mainly because of my uncle who kind of introduced me to this in the first place. That's kind of where I had my early interest of what I wanted to do.
If there's one lesson in life you wish you learned earlier that you'd like to share with our audience, what would that be?
So there was a lesson in life that I did learn, but I didn't make use of, which is something I do regret that people should recognize more. So I don't know if many people have been told this at an early age like me, but family members always tell you, if you work hard now, in the future, you can do whatever you want. You can play more. You can do whatever you want, travel, anything. As long as you work hard now, you'll have it easier in the future. So that's a lesson I wish I did use, because for me, I don't see myself struggling, but I see more that as of today, I could be much better. I can do more. I could have accomplished more if I just did better and tried harder at an earlier stage, like in college, for example, instead of going through things without being at my fullest.
Kind of like doing things without putting in 100%, kind of just going with it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant.
So outside of work, what do you do for fun and what are your hobbies?
Most of the time at the moment, I do enjoy spending time on YouTube. I get to learn new things, cooking, for example, some things like how to fix a car. And I do enjoy playing video games as well, taking a walk outside, riding a bike around the neighborhood, building websites for coworkers who might need it for personal business reasons. With websites, I've helped a friend of mine. He's a lawyer and he needed a space where he wanted to grow his presence. And I helped him make a website for that. And I have an upcoming website I plan on making, which is for a friend of mine. She's a nutritionist and just similar to the lawyer, grow their presence and their roles and occupation.
That sounds awesome. So for the last question, why do you do what you do every day? In other words, what cultivates your ambition?
For me, it stems from my family. So I am a first generation Asian American. Compared to my family's or my parents' life in China and coming here, it's harder to work with the community and fitting in, it's my role to make it easier for my parents to live because I'm able to understand English, help them out with anything they have difficulties. Doing my best that I can now helps them and helps me. It makes their life easier and it makes me feel great that I'm able to do something for my parents because they've worked really hard for me to have the opportunities I have now. And also for my ambitions, it would be for my future, I would say, because I want to have a chance to give my future family the opportunity that I have now and not make them start off having struggles or less understanding of what to do in life. Yeah, that's my ambition, to help my family out because I'm grateful for all the work that they've done for me and given me the opportunities to where I am today. And my ambition is to make their life easier, make my life easier, and then hopefully in the future, if I have a family, make their lives easier.
So that's all the questions I had for today. And thanks for joining us today on the podcast, Jimmy.
Thanks, Andrew, for having me. Put me on sometime again. Glad to talk more.
Thanks for tuning in today. And you can expect a new episode of Advice for Ambition every Wednesday morning. I'm your host, Sandra Liu. And don't forget to stay ambitious.